Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And with the 20th pick in the 2018 NBA Draft, the Minnesota Timberwolves select Josh Okogie from Georgia Tech.
Mike Max, what did you think of the draft last night?
Well, it was, you know, they got who a player that you thought they would, that's the profile of what you thought they would draft if they kept the pick. A wing player, Agopi, who can play defense, and they needed somebody, a shooting guard type, but he's, you know, 6'4", 210 pounds. He can, supposedly his calling card is defense, which Thibodeau will love, so he'll make you work hard. I still don't think that there's a real big place for him in terms of rotation and minutes coming into this year. Some of that will factor out with who they get in the free agent market, but I don't think that he's going to be a high impact first round player. I don't think that he's going to be the kind of guy that you go, you know, boy, he's really pushing starters for minutes, etc. But probably going to be a good practice player, probably going to have a chance down the road to be a role player. That kind of a guy I think he is, and he's athletic, and if you're athletic, you can create your own niche, so to speak, because you can defend and you can get to the basket usually. But he also is going to need to shoot it, and he's going to need to shoot it real well. He does get to the basket well. He is big and strong, but I don't know that he's going to be an immediate impact guy.
And then they got the Big Ten Player of the Year.
Isn't that something? I mean, here's this this Diop from Ohio State, and he's the Big Ten Player of the Year. He's second-team All-American. He averages almost 20 points a game. And not to make light of it, but he ends up going, you know, in the second round. That just tells you how good these players are that they draft. And, of course, he's a senior, a redshirt junior. And so a lot of times those guys end up going lower because they'll take potential before they'll take statistics. But statistically, you know, you look at him and you go, whoa, how could he still be there in the second round? But that's life in the NBA these days.
And then the Wild draft tonight.
Wild draft tonight, and a little bit different. They got 3 third-round picks, and so, and obviously with Paul Fenton overseeing it, it's a new day for the Minnesota Wild in terms of maybe philosophy and how they go about it. And they, yeah, they'll load up the roster a little bit here and fortify it. I was at it watching some of the guys work out, some of the younger players work out. Brennan Manella is one of their players down in Iowa, and talking to him and Brady Shea and those guys. They go through quite a workout. I was at Velocity Sports there that Noah Ron runs out there in Edina, and Alex Galagoski was there, and all kinds of players. And it's pretty intense, and you know a hockey workout, Dave, but they it's about an hour and 15 minutes, and they're on the weights, and they're doing all kinds of stretches with it, and they just go hard for about an hour and 15, and you go, boy, that's intense. And the good news is you get done quickly, and then you go out and play golf. But that hockey workout is something else.
Did the pitcher for the Red Sox intentionally hit Eduardo Escobar in the game yesterday?
You know, I think that their strategy, in talking to Joe Mauer the other day, was that his theory was that Boston was going to throw inside on them a lot, maybe on the good hitters. And I think he's thrown inside, whether it was intentional or not. Porcello, I think, has hit more players than any other pitcher in the American League this year. So that tells you something about what he thinks about the inside part of the plate. So a lot of that times, was he throwing at him? Well, he was thrown inside, and if it hit him, it hit him. And I think that's what he was trying to do to Escobar, because it was, that's pretty tight for a guy that's got that kind of control.
Yeah, right. Like the other day when they hit Mauer, same type of thing.
Exactly, yeah.
They play again tonight. They'll play Texas in town tonight, and you get the Byron Buxton bobblehead tonight as well.
Only one thing missing, right? Byron Buxton.
Yeah, we don't have Byron. That's, outside of that, it's a pretty good deal.
But, yeah, he's coming along down there. He's going to need some more bats and whatnot. Hopefully he won't rush it back. Hopefully they've got enough time that they, you know, allow him the extra. If they think he's ready, then let him play another 3 or 4 days, because he's really got to kind of clear his head and feel good about that front foot of his, and that he can push off on it and do all those things. But, they need him back at some point in time here to patrol out there and to just become a threat, especially if you can bring him back of him in the bottom of the order and just let him run the bases. That'd be an awesome addition to get here soon.
Joe Mauer going to host the Mauer and Friends Kids Classic earlier today, and John Hines will be out there broadcasting this morning for Gillette Children's Hospital, Maxie, and players and staff out there doing a little picnic and game thing. Really nice.
Yeah, they've been doing that all week. Different players. It's Hope Week, and so the different players have different charities. Kyle Gibson was involved. Brian Dozier's been involved. Now Joe Mauer's involved, and that's part of something the Twins do a great job of setting up this week, where you get to pick your favorite charity, and they work with you on it, and they'll be at Target Field today. But he and his wife Maddie have been involved in that for a long time.
Well, I'll be anxious to hear what Anders Lee thinks about his new head coach over there in New York, Barry Trotz.
How about that? You know, now Trotz must have known when he went free agent, basically, that deal was almost done. But the whole thing that Trotz is basically, and now you're going to see it, and I'm sure hockey owners are just cringing because the coaches have figured out they got value, and now they're going to have to pay these coaches a lot more than they used to. And, you know, you're up around $5 million for some of these guys, $6 million for some of these guys. Boudreau's making a pretty penny as well. But coaches have figured out that they have value, and now that they have, and Babcock and all these guys that started it, now these owners are going to have to pay head coaches a lot of money.
Well, you know, as always, of course, we have our own mock draft that you and I do every year during the NBA draft. Yeah. And after you got off the air last night, we had our selection of Old Dutch chips again.
Yep. And maybe it was a summer thing. And, you know, I know people are going to say, well, the emotion got the better of you. But that's why I went with Dill, because it feels so picnicky right now.
Yeah.
And some people are going to say, well, you know, you got to be careful about that because it's summer and you're you know, it's the time of year. But I don't know. I'll defend it till the day I die. I think Dill holds up just as well at Christmas time as it does in June.
It was interesting because we got a call from a Rick Spielman who tried to trade. Yep. He'd give us two bags.
Oh, yeah, what a shock, Spielman trying to trade. Yeah, big shock, right?
Well, and the thing was, it wasn't Old Dutch, so I don't know who, you know.
I don't know why he even called. That's what we told him.
Well, he's trying to
call
it. You know, he's a wheeler dealer. Some people might fall for it. Not Dave and Mike.
Nope, said don't call again, you know, unless you get Old Dutch in play, forget about it.
Well, I like the way you hung up on him.
I did, and you know, and then he came back later with the pretzels, but we already had some.
Yeah,
and so it was a little late in the game now, right?
Yeah, Mr. Trader. Trader Rick.
I'm going to throw in some salsa. Yeah, a little late for that, you know.
A little late to the party, and really, it was a party, frankly. Well, here's the deal: you go to the store today and get your favorite Old Dutches, because Mike, this is a picnic weekend.
Well, and the other thing is, I mean, and I got to congratulate you, because knowing what you know about Old Dutch, your inside information, you know, you made the trade and got two flavors to be named later.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know what they're going to be, but you know there's going to be some delicious flavors by next year at this time.
Well, we're gonna use those at a later party, of course, which you and I'll have plenty of this summer. So I just thought I was thinking of you. I was thinking of the team.
Absolutely, and appreciate that very much, because you know, right now today you might not feel it, but after their R&D gets done, we'll have more choices for flavors by next year at this time. Then everybody will go, oh, no, you know?
Hey, make the number one selection yourself today. Pick out the best available. That's Old Dutch at your favorite grocery store. Maxie, I'll look for you on the television set today if you don't mind.
Thanks, bud.
He's on Channel 4, Mike Max, every weekend. You can see him as well, probably every day, actually. Let's head over to the traffic center. Here's our number one traffic pick, Susan Carr.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.